All right, meow.
One motherfucking two.
Oh my gosh, you can't go in here and boss people around because you don't know how to use Bluetooth, and we're an hour late because of you.
No, the Bluetooth was working. It just the Discord will not connect to Bluetooth on my phone.
Oh my gosh, blame everyone else but yourself,
Danielle.
Sweet Mama D,
I'm come sorry. Get my next Bluetooth time, on me. Next time we do this, I should have told you a week in advance that I prefer Discord. Oh wait, I did. You could have downloaded it on your computer.
Discord's on my computer. I never took it on my computer.
My Bluetooth.
I'm still recording this shit. Are we going to stop this?
Yes. We ain't stopping for nothing.
This is all B-roll.
No, this is all A-roll.
You don't listen to spoilers. Daryl leaves all this in the show. Then he starts the topic.
That's right.
All right,
I do listen to spoilers.
And trust me, I will put it in such a way and manipulate the audio to where it makes it sound worse. I'll make you sound like a total idiot, and it will amuse me, and I will love it.
Yeah, did you not... See, you also missed the episode of Trophy Whores where I asked Daryl to edit, and he decided to interject himself into the entire show.
Oh my God, that shit was hilarious. Entire
new intro.
That shit was fucking hilarious.
People love that crap, man.
Wait, you're back this week, so I don't have to listen to the episode?
Well, no, actually, this is the one you want to listen to.
Oh, wait, are you on this? Wait, Daryl, you on this episode?
Topic of all topics.
Yeah. Yeah, we go all racist and anti-China. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, shit.
All right, you guys ready to do this thing?
Yeah.
What's funny is that's not a joke.
Is everybody got their Bluetooth ready?
All right, I'm already recording.
I've been recording, too.
All right, let's do this. We're going to count it down in five.
I'm the official iced tea person.
Oh, God, I got to start over now. Hey, put iced tea on the show. Bring her on here.
Come here.
Her new name's iced tea.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, iced tea, you going to count with us?
Iced tea deliverer.
Hold on, do the countdown with them.
It's a lot of iced tea.
Ready?
He's going to count down from five.
And just say, Daddy, I know how to use Bluetooth. Matches.
So when he's going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. When he says 3, you say 3. When he says 2, you say 2. When he says 1, you say 1. Ready?
When I move, you move. Just
don't,
like that.
Don't do 4 or 5. Okay, Daryl. God, I hate when he fucking does this shit.
Oh, let's do it now.
Oh, still going on!
That's a shitload of toasting.
I think Daryl might be doing something.
Oh, different. God, I muted my mic. I can't.
Kalai, I've never wanted to see you do that again in my life.
What's up, nerds and dorks?
Oh, God.
When they burped, it sounds like LOD was coming out.
Oh, what a rush. What's up, nerds and dorks? Welcome to PG Spoilers. I'm your host, Resident Daryl, and tonight I got a mega roundtable. I got all the best from all corners of the internet, even though the internet is round. I got with me Tricky Mick.
What up?
I got Ice-T. She left. She took a dive. All right, I got T-Bird.
Hey.
I got Kali.
What up, guys?
And I got Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Wait, all Ice-T's right, alive?
So Ice-T is
alive. I mean, I'm not Ice-T, T-Bird.
I hope so. That's your freaking kid. I mean, I hope you didn't do anything while I was slurping.
I met T-Bird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, T-Bird's alive. Somehow. All right, so what we're going to do tonight, we have a very special episode, and it has been inspired by one of our newer listeners, one of my homies, Levi Thomas. But before we get into any topics tonight, I want to give everyone a chance. I want to get all of the Proven Gamer hombres, all of these hosts, all you guys together. I want to give you a chance to introduce yourself. Let everybody know what's been going on with you, what you do, where you're from, some of your deepest and darkest secrets, starting with the T-Bird.
Why would you do this to me?
I'll put him on the spot.
How would you do this to me?
I honestly thought he was going to go to me first.
Yeah, well, get in the back of the line.
I used to do a podcast with Daryl called Remember the Loot and the Loot Bros.
And they took an arrow to the knee?
Yeah, then I took an arrow to the knee, and it was never seen again.
It stood down.
Yeah. That's, I guess that's it.
Damn. So what you been up to, T-Bird?
Absolutely nothing besides working.
Yep, you heard it there, guys. That's why he can't be on the show, because he's so busy doing absolutely nothing.
Actually, I thought it was because he was trying to manage his aspiring rapper and roommate.
Nah. Yeah. Actually, truth be told, he's been he took a hiatus from the show because him and Josh moved in together. And the conversation went a little something similar to Anchorman. You know, you got T-Bird and Josh, and they're like, he's like, Josh, I miss your scent. I miss your laugh. When this show's over, we should get an apartment together. And so they did. And then they spent the remainder of their Friday evenings not recording the Loot Bros, not recording Remember the Loot, which are two completely and entirely different shows, by the way. And he didn't join me in my adventures into the PG spoilers, making it the flagship show of Proven Gamer.
Stop telling that lie.
It is the only show with PG in the title, by the way.
That is true.
Yeah.
But no, what he did was he bought himself a human pleasure toy and decided to walk around the house and stick it to walls inside the refrigerator and putting it in people's beds
rather than
podcast.
We do have a giant purple dildo that we throw around the house.
Nice.
you know what? Just to make sure it's video game related, just write Saints Row 3 on it.
It's the penetrator.
The penetrator. He got it with the special edition.
Yeah.
That's one hell of a special edition.
I was making the joke. I didn't know it actually came with the special edition.
No, legit. It didn't. That's how you got it.
Oh, okay. See, I'm ruining Joe. I'm over here eating because I'm hungry.
All right, yield. All right. So next around the round table, we got Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I'm one third of, I guess we call it the defunct now, Game Stuff Podcast. So that's, I guess, official now. Yeah, I like to play games, and I like to spend time with my family.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I try to keep it real, Darryl.
So what you been up to, Joe?
Oh, I've been playing a lot of video games. A lot. Like, I played all day today. Like, literally. So, that was awesome.
Did you play The Last of Us?
That's on my list of things to play, Tricky. It actually is.
Good, because that's actually a good game.
Okay. You keep telling yourself that. you tell yourself that. Listen, I played it halfway on PS3, and then I stopped. And I stopped because it was boring. Just telling you.
You were out of your fucking mind.
Dude, it's fair like enough. Metal Gear Solid meets zombies. I'm just sneaking around and throwing rocks at people.
What's wrong with that?
Did you say Metal Gear Solid meets zombies? Excuse me while I hide my boner.
Yeah, it's a Metal Gear Survive, except it's not good.
Oh,
my God. Why'd That's you bring terrible. Me on a show with that? Why did we wait for him?
Because you got to wait for the talent, man. Gotta wait for the talent.
Oh, that's right. So,
when is the talent showing up?
Well, I'm gonna introduce
the call
talent.
Josh, real quick, so we can get him on.
what is he gonna free throw a rap about The Last of Us for us?
He's gonna rap or lift weights.
Technically, he likes to rap about wearing girl pants and stealing your chick. I'm not really sure what his songs are about, actually.
Nobody does.
I think that's the point.
All right. Let's stop ragging on Josh.
Moving on down the round table, we have another host of the Gamecast, I guess the defunct game stuff. I said Gamecast. It's Kalai.
Yes, I'm your gaming gal, Kalai. I am one third of the game stuff podcast. I am the talent. They asked when it was coming. I'm here now.
There you go.
I have been.
I don't see no cats.
I know. I opened up the door to the spare bedroom. I'm making the other cat babysit her, so just give us a little bit. I can't guarantee. You know how you hear people's kids and our stuff. You might hear my cats. I am gearing up for vacation because next week I'm getting on a boat, and if
you got your flippy floppies,
I got my flippy floppies. And The Last of Us wasn't that bad. I think Horizon Zero Dawn was worse.
Oh my god!
Tricky, where do you find these people for this network? Dear Lord.
Oh my god.
But I think it's going to be outdone by the stupid new Hideo Kojima game, Death Stranding.
Oh, damn. Oh, you just cut Daryl deep.
This podcast is now officially over. This has been PG Spoilers. This is the now defunct PG Spoilers that I can never return to because of the stink you have left.
But Daryl, you have to remember, the last two people that talked also believe Breath of the Wild is actually a Zelda game.
Ooh, or a good game. Hi-oh.
Hey, I never said it was a good game. It is a Zelda game. It has Zelda in the title. I never said it was a good
it's
game.
It's not a Zelda game.
Well, it's on the box, Tricky. You can't refute that. You really can't. Like, it's literally in the title.
I can take a Coke can and write Pepsi on it. It does not make it Pepsi.
That's right, because Pepsi is trash, just like Breath of the Wild. So, finishing up the round table, we got the host of Trophy Horse, the number two podcast on the Proven Gamer Network. We have the owner of the Proven Gamer Network and a longtime fangirl of PG Spoilers. We got Tricky Mick.
What up? Now, I have to ask you this, Daryl. You introduced Joe and Kalai, who are hosts of the Game Stuff podcast.
Do it's you like care- butt stuff, but for games.
I was going to say, do you care to tell them what you actually call the show?
If they listen to any of the shows I put out, they would know.
I have to stop them because every once in a while somebody will stupidly change the name of my chat to butt stuff.
I change it. So it's not anyone. It's me who keeps changing it.
Oh, God.
Oh, dude, so the little behind the curtain on that one. Me and Tanner were sitting around, and we were talking about podcasting. And I don't remember if it was like you suggested Game Stuff, or we were just reading the name, Game Stuff. And I was like, yeah, it's like butt stuff, but for games. And that Tanner's face lit up. I was like, oh, my gosh, we missed our opportunity. That could have been us. We could have got that name. And then we would have had the best tagline on the internet.
I mean, butt stuff's still available. We didn't trademark it or anything.
And I don't think it was behind the scenes. I think you actually did it on your show.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
So wait, Tricky, how are you still the host of Trophy Horrors if you're never on the show?
Because
how does Steve get his trophy count read every week, but he hasn't been on there in 4 years?
Steve's too busy running the flagship show of Proven Gamer, Nintendo Dual Screen.
No, that's definitely not the flagship. That's not the flagship, Joe. That's not the flagship of Proven Gamer.
Wow.
Oh yeah, smart Mark.
Well, you guys are cutting deep today.
Smart Mark.
<Gee. laughs>
I take some time off, and it's just joke after joke after joke.
Yeah,
I mean, it's almost like we're talking about PG Spoilers as a show. I mean, that's a joke.
Oh,
it's the only consistent podcast on Proven Gamer. It's PG Spoilers.
That's right.
All right. So anyway, yes, I'm the host of Trophy Horrors, the number one show on Proven Gamer. I'm also Daryl's trophy pimp because he is now at a sucky ass 176 platinums, while I have cracked the 200 and I have 202 platinums. Suck it, Daryl!
All them Rattalack games and Lego games.
He's stooped even lower than that. He's scraping the bottom of the Japanese barrel.
Oh, Chinese graphic novels now.
No, Japan visual novels.
Oh. Japanese?
Pretty much.
Japanese. All right, so let's get to the topic at hand here, Daryl.
You know what? That's actually not the way it works here on PG Spoilers.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm so used to hosting a show that I forget what it's like to sit back.
Actually, I don't think that's true either because you've been MIA since 400. So no, the search has been on.
I've made three appearances. I've made three appearances, including doing a show with you.
Yep. You're right. Those are the highest rated shows on the network, by the way. All right. So this is PG Spoilers. Like I said before, this is the only show on Proven Gamer with PG in the title. And it is, in fact, the flagship podcast of the network. So while we're on the subject of all the things great about Proven Gamer, if you could take a moment to go and check out the other podcasts that we have, Trophy Horse, the number two. The now defunct but soon to rise from the ashes Game Stuff. It's Butt Stuff, Buffer Games. And then also Nintendo Dual Screens, a show where they talk about that game, Breath of the Wild, and I don't even know what to say about that. Go to ProvenGamer.com. Check out the sponsors. Check out Humble Bundle. Check out Amazon. Check out all the random weird things we have hidden in the throughout the website. And then leave us all some feedback. So, all right, there, boom. All the housekeeping's done. Now let's talk about the show. That's it. It's over. Now let's talk about why we're all here. Guys, I've been doing stuff with Proven Gamer now for getting close to, what'd you say, about a four-year mark?
Four years.
We started around the 2015, 2016, the turnaround.
15.
You know, and one of the things we've talked about for years and years is getting all the hosts together and doing a show, but it's never really come to fruition. You know, now we've done Trophy Wars, and we've done
which we kicked your ass at, by the way.
You barely made it out alive, by the way.
Hey, in the great words of the great prophet Dominic Toretto, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, winning is winning.
Who?
That's true. I also used that line with my wife, so you know. But you know, we finally have the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, thanks to Kali actually for throwing it out there to come together and let's talk about a topic that was shared in the Loot Bros podcast Facebook group. Now, you guys want to talk about the now defunct Game Stuff podcast? Hey, look, Loot Bros is alive and well, and we haven't put out a podcast in like a year and a half.
Maybe we should just call ourselves the podcast formerly known as Game Stuff.
There you go. And then next, like 2 years from now, you can just put a symbol up. You know, it's like it could just be like a big butt with a game coming out of it.
It's just shitting out a copy of Death Stranding.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. All right, so like I said, in the Loot Bros podcast Facebook group, there's all kinds of great conversation. People talking about comics, people talking about video games, people talking about movie shows, whatever. We're all the time going in there. And then one of our, like I said, new listeners, but a good friend of mine, Levi Thomas, had pitched the question that we're going to be talking about tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and read his post. And then we're going to start diving in. So this is what he says. He says, thoughts on this new platform, similar to Steam, called Epic Games. How does it stack up against Steam? They're doing free games each week and for the next few months, apparently. So last night, he said he had downloaded Metro 2033 and bought this Goose game. I don't know why I read that because it's not pertinent to the rest of the conversation. But he asked us, in our opinion, which platform, engine, or storefront do we think has the best offerings, and which one do we like? Now, we're going to span from Nintendo's online store to PlayStation, Xbox, Steam, Epic, all the above, and any of the weird ones that you guys like to buy your nerdy PC games on. So what I want to do is, before we just go digging in to, you know, like what we think is the best and why, I just kind of want to run the roundtable. Ladies first, starting with Kali. And ask you guys, which stores do you use on a regular basis?
I use Steam. I use, of course, the Nintendo Online eShop. I use the PlayStation Shop. I use the Xbox Shop.
Boo!
Basically, I use almost anything digital except for Epic.
Because that shit's trash.
All right, Joe.
So I use Nintendo eShop, the PSN. What else? Oh, and PlayStation Now. which you really don't buy games right. from, but...
Well, it's not really a shop.
No, I mean, it's still a service, right?
It's Crackle.
Yeah, but we're talking about...
Yeah, it's pretty much Crackle.
Yeah, we're talking about places where you would go to actually buy your games.
I mean, I'm buying.
Yeah, we can talk about them all. We can talk about if you're downloading from it, you're using it. It's one of the companies that we
fair enough.
Do business with.
And I would say occasionally I use Steam. Occasionally, like it has to be something I really want to play that I can't play it on a console.
All right, T-Bird.
I mainly use Steam, Epic, Humble Bundle, and occasionally PlayStation.
And don't forget, please follow our link to the Humble Bundle store and support our charity, Extra Life, because we support the kids.
You kind of messed up my transition. I was going to go, T-Bird, what do you do before you go to Humble Bundle?
All right, nerds, we already did all the sales pitches. Can we get on?
Oh, shit, Extra Life right. next month.
Tricky Mick.
PSN store?
That's the only one?
I mean, obviously, I use the eShop, which I think is garbage.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm buying any games on Xbox, I'm going to the website. I'm not actually going to Xbox because I don't own the Xbox anymore. I can just play all my Xbox games on my PC. So, and then if I'm getting a PC game, I've never actually been inside the Epic Store other than to redeem a free game. So I would say Steam is what I use for the PC.
All right. Well, I got to say, I use all of the above. I use Steam for the occasional Steam sale, random game that I want to have on my Steam library that I know I'll never actually play. I redeem all the free games on the Epic Store except for the Batman games, which are the ones I wanted the most. But for whatever reason, Epic Store would not allow me to log in or change my credentials until those games were no longer free. Thanks, Epic. I use the Xbox hot mess that they have going on right now between their store, the Windows Marketplace, and the Game Pass apps, multiple apps. I use the Nintendo eShop, and then the place where I do the majority of my business would be the PlayStation Store, and I use PlayStation Now. I've been a long time PlayStation Now subscriber. So
actually, I got to add to mine. I use the Hong Kong PSN store, the Japanese PSN store, the England PlayStation store. I mean, they're all pretty much the same, but it's one, a couple are harder to read because I don't read Chinese or Japanese.
Japanese. Japanese. All right. So it sounds like we got like a diverse panel. Everyone has experiences and uses, a little bit of something here and there. So I guess the question is, let's talk preference. Like, what do you guys like? What do you like? What do you dislike? Are there reasons why? I mean, like, Joe, obviously you said some stuff was trash. But is there reasons why you choose one over the other?
For the PlayStation Network or the PlayStation Store, I love how it's always cheap. Like, the games are always decently priced for the most part when they're on sale. I would say the Nintendo eShop is trash when it comes to sales. They don't know how to keep up with, like, anybody. Everything's always, like, $5 off or $10 off. And you already got that Nintendo tax anyway, so you're already paying, like, $50 for a game that's $20 on PlayStation anyway.
That is 100% true.
I think it's worth pointing out, though, but Nintendo's always been that way, where they have such confidence in their products.
Oh, 100%.
That they never feel the need to give you a sale because they know that you're willing to pay that $50, $60.
Hey, you know what? They're so confident in their products that they charged $60 for Resident Evil Origins.
Motherfuckers.
Whenever the PlayStation was charging $20 a game.
They're like, here.
That's brand new.
They're like, here. Resident Evil 1's on the fucking cartridge, but the other one, you got to download that guy. Yeah. And forget buying it used, because if someone sells it in used, then you don't get the code for the other game.
Right.
Fucking
asshole. And it's still $54 used.
It's stupid. I don't use Steam that much, but when I do, it's just to buy the occasional indie game or play like Rocket League, because that's where I originally got Rocket League. I didn't get it on PlayStation originally. I had it on Steam. I love the eShop for buying my games, because I don't buy any Nintendo games physically. My entire Switch collection is all digital. So I'll put that out there. I know you guys... What do you guys think of that? I mean, I only buy digital eShop games.
Yeah, I'm digital only unless I'm buying a collector's edition. And then what I do is I sell the physical copy to somebody for $50, and then I buy it digitally.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I would do the same thing.
I believe your digital future is the downfall of us all. So there's that.
What's the matter, Kalai?
I don't like the digital future either, Daryl. I'm very against it, but I don't want to carry around these little microscopic cartridges that like taste like shit when you put them in your mouth.
What's the matter, Kalai? You just made a face.
I can't believe Joe just had nerve to say that he would buy a collector's edition and sell the physical copy, because he is so anti-collector's editions. It's not.
Well, they're the downfall of our industry right now. Fucking collector.
I mean, honestly, I think
$300 for a fucking Darksiders game. You know, you fucking ordered that shit, Tricky. Did you get your board game yet?
Oh, Darksiders. I didn't get the board game one.
You didn't get the new one.
It hasn't come out yet.
When's that come out? Is that November?
I think November.
All right.
But I didn't get the board game one. But I think we're moving towards the point where they're going to start selling collector's edition for digitals. Like, everything is included in the collector's edition, except, and then you'll get a code for the game.
Well, it's cool what they did with the Yakuza collection, the one that's coming out in February. If you pre-order the actual physical version, you got the first game. And the second game, I believe, digitally, and then you get them all on hard disk when they come out in February.
Right, I mean, that's fine.
It's pretty cool. It's nice of Sony to do that. Normally, they'd be like, fuck you. You can wait till February to get all three on the disk. But yeah. I would say I prefer using, you know, the PSN, so the PlayStation Store, and the eShop the most. Just its ease of access. I mean, Nintendo, it can be a pain in the ass to find things on there sometimes. But it's gotten better with, like, the hotkey.
What do you mean sometimes? It's every time.
Well, it's gotten better with, like, the hotkey words when you can, like, hotkey a word in. Or it's already there because someone else has searched for that shit for, like, an hour to try and find
Joe,
it.
Joe, I went to buy Link's Awakening on the Switch. It took me 5 minutes to find it in their store on release day.
You literally just have
your
to...
Problem,
you literally just have to go to...
You went for a Zelda game.
You literally just have to go to, like, featured games, and it should be the first one on the list. Actually, I think
it was...
It should have been number two, actually. Not. Because I think the duck game was number one, and then that was number two.
But no, I went to featured. I went to new releases. For some reason, it was down on the list. And that absolutely is like mind-boggling. Like, you want to advertise this game. And the fact that they sold that game for $60.
Oh, man. Don't get me started on the Switch prices. We'll get there. That's a rant in itself.
It is. He's ranted a lot on our show about it.
I fucking can't stand the Switch prices. They're fucking garbage.
Well, if you keep buying them, they're not going down.
No. It doesn't work that way, Daryl. It doesn't work that way. They're not. I can't not get it, so they're not going to budge. Like,
I see. So they just got you by the
balls. Well, yeah. I'll give you a fucking example. All right. I bought Dragon Quest XI on the PS4 when it came out.
Why?
When I bought it on the PS4 when it came out.
But why?
I played
Dragon Quest sucks.
Fuck you, Tricky.
Hey, if The Last of Us sucks, Dragon Quest sucks.
Joe, do not engage Logic. A man who doesn't understand good games. Let's move on.
Excuse me?
What game we
This is the person that thinks Breath of the Wild was a better game than Horizon.
It was.
Ugh. Oh, man. I don't know if I can go that far, Kalai.
This podcast is over
That's a bridge too far, Kalai. It's a bridge too far.
You know what? You know, Daryl, this is going to be the same person that tells you Untitled Goose Game is a better game than Death Stranding.
Well, let's hear it, Kalai. What do you use? Why do you like to use them?
Well, like I said, I use all digital fronts because I'm a digital type person. I like my digital games. I'm too absolutely lazy to get up and put the disc in.
Play fucking PC games. Boo.
PC Master Race.
PC Aster Race.
So
fair enough.
I've gotten out of the habit of looking for games. Like, I don't go into a digital storefront these days and be like, oh, let me see if I can find a new game for me to play. That doesn't happen for me. I will go and look for a game online or look for a game on, like, GameStop, and then I will go search it digitally on all the storefronts, because every storefront has the same exact problem, and that's too much junk. It's just it just bogs everything down, so every interface is bad.
Well, you got tricky trying to get, like, fucking a million platinums with all these shit-ass games. I mean, of course there's going to be, like, a million pieces of trash on, a million pieces of trash on every store. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah, Steam's really bad about it.
Well, yeah, Steam has, like, no policy, right, about uploading now? Like, you can upload anything on there. I can upload, like, Stickman the game, and it's just, like, two dudes running around.
Alright, what about you, Tricky?
Tricky, how'd you
go? Oh, man, he sucks. Alright, Tanner.
Sorry. Oh, God. Yeah, like, out of all the stores, kind of feel like Steam is one of the best and not the worst. Obviously, because there's so much just shovelware on the front pages and everything, it makes it hard to find games you need or you need and want.
You need this.
I need this game. I'm never going to play it, but I need it.
I know, and I don't know about you, but with me, like, if there's a game I want, I just start wishlisting everything because it's easier when the sales come to wishlist, looking at wishlist.
Yeah, that's what I do in the eShop.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I personally also like the Epic Store, mainly obviously because you get free games.
Oh, you just hurt me. Oh, almost had a mini stroke there.
I mean, I don't see what the problem is with it.
Oh, sure. My gosh, Call of Duty Ghost, the best game
sure,
ever made.
Like, sure, it's missing some like key features like Steam, like Steam has, like the obviously the voice chat, and my thing is wishlist, and just the store layout is not the best in the world, but it's not the worst either.
It's missing... Here's the problem. Can we talk about the problem with Epic Store? Because I really want to shit on Epic Store. Like, I hate Epic.
Well, hang on. Let's we'll
get... You gotta tell your whole story, though.
All right, I will tell it. He says we're getting there. I will hold off.
I mean, we can go right into it. I'm actually like, I don't understand what the hate is about it.
I will explain it, but don't we have to get Tricky's opinion?
I don't like their practices. I'll go there first. Like T-Bird, I don't like their practices. Like
we're not there, Joe, yet. We're not there yet?
Yeah,
yeah, hang tight. We still got me and Tricky, though. All right, why don't you go round it out. I guess since Tricky's killing himself and evaporating his lungs.
We're taking a shit.
Or all the above at the same time. So I use, like I said, all the platforms. I really like the PSN. Part of it is because I'm so familiar with it. I feel like that it had its problems with the PlayStation 3, but the PlayStation 4, it's smooth, it's easy, you know what I'm saying? Typically, the deals category is usually pretty solid. I mean, at this point in time now, I've owned so many games.
It just says purchased.
But like...
It's so sad.
You know, hey, dude, I've seen his, like we'd be looking at a sales list at work, and he'd just be scrolling through it and like, there have been, like, pages where it's just, like, purchase.
I have the same fucking problem. It's sad.
What's bad is I'm the guy who tells everybody you shouldn't buy your games digital. And so I get them physical, and then I also buy
them digital. My God.
Is that just in case somebody decides to stick a, you know, Game Boy into your PlayStation?
Yes. That, or in case they decide to just take the game off the market and I can't have
it. It's for your all digital PlayStation that you have, thanks to the Vita cartridges.
That's right.
Do you need to join, Daryl, do you need to join our organization? Joe and I started an organization.
What's your organization?
You tell them.
Gamers Anonymous, is that what we called it?
Yes.
Gamers Anonymous. When you feel the need to buy a game, you call a sponsor.
I need that.
That's what I need to do. I need that for comics now too. Because so, like,
speaking of pickups,
let's get out of here.
I bought 6 games at Target today for $30.
You didn't call your sponsor, Joe?
No, I didn't.
He was like, "If that."
I was like, "Put the games in my veins."
But see, so I really like the PlayStation Network. Like I said, again, a lot of it's because I'm used to it. But, you know, I love the fact that I'm a PlayStation Now subscriber.
Me too.
And so when a game comes up for sale, but it's on PlayStation Now, it, like, doesn't give me the option to purchase it.
I hate that
It's like, nah, bro. Well, no, it's not bad because I'm like, oh, okay, it's on PlayStation Now. Whereas on the Xbox, because I'm a Game Pass user as well, it'll have the option for me to buy it. It's, in case you want to own this game that you already playing because you got it on Game Pass. But I use the Epic Store, like I said earlier, for the free games. I don't have any issue with it. You know, like, we'll get to the issues and stuff. The eShop, it's very basic. Like, it's just a Nintendo. it's a Nintendo shop. It just doesn't.
It's the same storefront since 1997, I feel like. Or, like, whenever they started the eShop, it never changed.
Well, that. And their games go, the games that they have on sale stay on sale forever, and it doesn't seem to cycle out very often.
So I kind of figured out how the cycle works. I think it's like 3 to 3.5 weeks, and then they cycle out again. And like the bigger stuff is only usually on sale for like 14 days, and it cycles out.
Okay. So, but like, again, I've got my problems with some of the stores. Steam is fine. I mean, I like the fact that when I load up Steam, it brings me straight to my library. It's not flashy or pretty. It doesn't look cool. It's just like, oh, here's a list of the games you own, and there's that. So, all right, Tricky, you're up.
I just came back. I don't even know what we're talking about.
My God, you suck. All right, so we're talking about the storefronts that we like. Like, which ones do we actually enjoy using? And then we're going to talk about how much we hate everything else.
Honestly, I don't have a problem with any of the storefronts. I mean, they're all the way it is. As far as the PSN store, I like it, but it's annoying, and the fact that, like,
the search when I'm looking, sucks.
No, the search function is actually very good, because you can just go up and type what you want, and it predetermines what you want. The new one with the keyboard, I mean, I don't think they should have updated it to the keyboard, but, you know, it's half one to another, the 6 dozen to another, you know, it's the same thing. What I don't like is when you go into new releases, sometimes the way they sort it is not, like, very good.
It's all trash first.
Yeah, I mean, like...
rat games first.
It's Rat-a-lat. Well, classics.
I mean,
collection.
With me, like, I play Rock Band every week, and I get the Rock Pass every time they do one.
They still play fucking songs on that thing?
Yeah. Every Thursday... there's a free song for me to download, and it takes me a while to download it, it takes me a while to find it, which I thought was really weird, because all PSN releases come out on Tuesdays traditionally. I mean, obviously you have the odd one that comes out on Friday. But when I go into new releases, I shouldn't have to search for it because it's the only thing being released on Thursday. But that's annoying. As far as like, I mean, what spurred this question, I'm assuming, is the major thing, because everybody's saying that Epic is getting all the exclusives, and like for Borderlands and for The Division 2 and all this other stuff. And that's what spurred this conversation on, is like, why should we have different storefronts? And there's many arguments. Like, nobody bitches and complains because they got to buy Halo on the Xbox, and they got to buy The Last of Us on PlayStation. Whether you go to Steam or you go to Epic, it really doesn't flipping matter. And as far as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, for PC gamers, can't you with Steam choose to bring that game into the Steam library?
No. It depends on the way it's sold. For example, Humble Bundle sells Steam codes. Epic Store does not sell Steam codes. They are Epic.
No, that's not what I'm saying. When I bought my laptop, my MSI, they gave me a free copy of Shadow of the Tomb Raider. That was the second one, right?
I guess so.
That was the third one.
What was the second one?
Rise.
Right. Okay, they gave me Rise of the Tomb Raider. I didn't get it from Steam. I didn't get it from, well, Epic didn't exist then. Epic's Game Store didn't. They just gave me the game. I went into Steam and added add game to library, chose Tomb Raider, and now it's in my library.
Yes, because that was a Steam key.
It wasn't a Steam key.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was not. It had no association with Steam at all. I got it straight from Square Enix. I didn't get it from Steam. I could have played that game entirely and never opened Steam one time, never had Steam installed on my game, on my system at all.
How would you have done that?
Because there's an option, same place where you go to put in your Steam keys, there's an option that says plus, and it says add new game. and then you choose what games you want, and those games now are in your Steam library. You don't need to open Steam. Like, I don't need to open Steam to play Shadow, or excuse me, Rise. But if I open up my Steam, Rise is in there, and I can launch Rise from Steam, but I don't need Steam to launch Rise. So with Borderlands Division 2, I could buy those games on the Epic Store. If I'm correct, and I haven't tested this, so I don't know if I'm entirely correct, but I could buy those games on the Epic Game Store and never have to open Epic Game Store to launch them. It launches right from Steam.
No.
Actually prompts Epic to open every time you click on one of their games.
Even if I... Okay, well, T-Bird, you might have to try this. I'm speculating, but...
So, let me explain something to you, Tricky. That way, maybe you'll understand. The older games that we have, when they used to put discs out, they used to have product activation codes. You can put those activation codes into Steam and get them into your Steam library.
I understand that.
Okay, if you get a code from, say, Square Enix, Square Enix can either put it onto their launcher, which they have a launcher, or they could put it in the Steam. 90% of people put their games on Steam, at least back when you bought your MSI. So I guarantee you, even though it says activate a product on Steam, it was a Steam code.
But when I started playing the game initially, I didn't even have Steam on my computer.
Yes, that's true. You don't necessarily need Steam. So like for me, example, I have an NVIDIA graphics card. My NVIDIA graphics card has its own launcher to optimize all of my games that use the NVIDIA stuff. So I don't even need to open my Steam to launch the game. It will launch it straight from Steam. It's basically launching it straight from Steam, even if you don't have Steam installed. So, and some of those codes work on both. Some of them will be for probably Epic Store, or not Epic Store, I'm sorry, for like Square Enix and Steam.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I don't PC game that much, but I know that I put Rise on my computer, I was playing it, didn't even have Steam on my computer, and then once I was going to put in a Steam code for a review that I got, a review code, and I noticed it said add new game, so I was like, you know, let me see what this is, and then all my games came up, and then it said already installed on Steam, and then Rise was the only one that didn't, so I said, okay, and then I added it to the Steam library. Now it's in my Steam library.
Yeah, but so
when I launch Rise, Steam doesn't open up.
Right, so what it did was, it actually was a Steam file, and it just showed you in a more convenient place. It's the launcher of Steam. I like the launcher of Steam, so.
All right, so now we know what we like and what we use most often. Kalai, if you will go ahead and tell your Epic Store story, and we can go around the table and let's talk about what we don't like and why.
Okay, so Epic Store coming out was a really great idea because it was going to give Steam competition. And competition is great for you, for us, the consumers. You want competition. Epic Store did it terribly. It's not just the fact that they are putting money into these exclusives. I have no problem with that. The problem is that they're putting so much money into these exclusives and pulling them from other storefronts, so you can only get them from Steam. And I've heard that
you mean Epic.
Epic, that's what I mean. I'm so sorry. And these developers are being paid money to pull their games off of the Steam store and make these deals on Epic. So that's the first problem. And by spending all of this money on these exclusives, what they're not doing is improving the storefront, and their policies, which is very important to actually going after Steam. So
now I do have a question. I don't want to interrupt too many times, but like that is the purpose of an exclusive, right? Like exclusively launch on my store, pay you lots of money not to launch on someone else's store.
No, so, I mean it is, but. These are people, because they came so late in the game, they're literally pulling the games. People had pre-orders on Steam and got pulled. They still were honored their pre-orders, but now if I get my game on Steam and you get your game on Epic, we can't play together. We can only play.
Why not?
Because you can only play on Steam to Steam. It's like Xbox PlayStation. So if I have a game that's on a different platform, on a different launcher, we can't play together.
I've never heard that before.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Because I've done it before with friends. I want to get this story. Yeah, but if you get it on this system, we're gonna get it on Steam. You won't be able to play. These don't talk together.
Why would I want to buy anything on Epic to play with like the six people that use it?
Exactly. Thank you, Joe.
Well, it's okay. Well, I you're essentially, and maybe I'm using the wrong terminology. You're talking about Epic to Steam is a version of crossplay. You know, Xbox to PlayStation, stuff like that.
Exactly. That's pretty much it. You can't crossplay.
Well, okay, that sounds moronic to me that you can't do it PC to PC. But to be fair, if that's the case, you know, we're just starting to roll out the crossplay feature on systems. Like, me personally, I don't give a shit about crossplay. Like, it doesn't bother me one bit that I can't play Rocket League. It doesn't bother me that I can't play Division 2 with somebody on Xbox. That doesn't bother me at all. Would it be nice to do it? Yes. Am I hungering for it? No.
Well, I have a lot of friends that play PC, and I want to play PC. But let me continue with my problem with the Epic Store, so you understand. So they're taking all of this money and putting it into these developers, and they're not fixing the store. So we talked about earlier how you guys, and especially Daryl, likes to see, if they see sales, they'll buy multiple things. How many of us here buy multiple games when they're on sale? I know I do. I know Joe does.
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You cannot do that on the Epic Store. There is no cart.
That's one problem.
That you have to buy each game individually. So there's problem number one.
That's some horseshit. Okay.
But that's a first world problem though. You're basically talking about convenience.
Wait. Everything we're talking about is first world. That's a non-issue here.
We want
to talk about the firstiest of the first world.
So you're saying like that's collide privilege? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's not what I'm saying. Please understand, I'm not trying to insult you or put you down or anyway. But having to go in and buy each individual thing separately, that's an inconvenience more than a problem.
Yes, you're right. It is an inconvenience. But Epic Store wants to compete with Steam. They're trying to compete with Steam. This is what they need to do. The other thing, the other problem here, and this is a big problem. A big problem. So, let's look at two games. Game A, both on each store. I don't like Game A. I go and shit on it on Steam, and I go shit on it on Epic. Joe likes it. He likes both reviews. On the Epic Store, the developers can delete my comment. So now
I haven't heard that either.
They're now censoring for the developers.
China?
Yeah, they're actually censoring all this. The developers can censor. If you don't like what they say about their game, we can delete it. So if they want to compete with Steam, they need to up their game and stop putting all their money in these exclusives and put the money towards fixing the problems. And here's my biggest problem with Epic and my Epic story. As a podcaster, I get review keys. I got a review key for Shakedown Hawaii on Epic Store. I downloaded it. I hadn't gotten around to playing it. My laptop fucked up and we had to actually delete the laptop and reinstall Windows. I went to re-download Shakedown Hawaii, and it was no longer in my inventory. I could not download it. And when I had an entire week of conversation with Epic, their response was, it's a problem with the code. You must contact the developer. So now we have the Epic Store who is saying that we are for the developers. We are going to lower the prices so the developer gets more money, but then you're giving away free games because you can't put that shit in my library for me to re-download it because it's my game. So the Epic Store isn't for developers, it's for themselves.
Well, no. Okay.
You got fucked royally, Kalai.
I did get fucked royally.
All right, you know what? Epic, people are going to Epic because Epic has given developers a bigger slice of the pie. Epic paying somebody for exclusivity is good for the developer because look at what happened with Rise of the Tomb Raider. they went exclusive to Microsoft because Xbox said, we're going to give you all this money. Because if you remember, on the original Tomb Raider game, Square Enix came out and said, this is not successful. The game is getting 9s and 10s across the board. It's making a shitload of money. I think they sold like 5 million copies. But Square Enix came out and said, oh, well, this wasn't successful. Because they set their own standards wrong. With that said, so they went exclusive to Microsoft, saying Microsoft's going to give them X amount of dollars because they know that they're going to make their money.
Yeah,
that's why people buy exclusives. And people go into Steam, sell their games. I don't remember the exact percentages, but I think Steam takes like 18% of every sale. Epic no, only 30. Takes. Oh, is it 30?
It is 30.
Yeah, Epic.
And Epic is taking. It's like taking like 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, that's why developers are going to Epic, because they're getting more of their money. And if you use the Epic Game Engine, the percentage even goes down for even further than that.
They're also doubly paying them. If you don't make your sales numbers, they will pay the difference. I want them to take that money, that extra money, and put it into fixing the store. Fix the store.
But they don't need to fix the store, because they're... As long as the game is being put under your system, listen, any storefront could always be improved. That's whether we're talking Xbox, PlayStation, Steam, Epic, whatever the hell you want to talk. Every storefront can be improved. But Epic doesn't need to update their store. They need to get features like friends list. They, you know, maybe get a cart.
I think they actually have friends list.
Are they have friends list now?
I believe they do.
They're one step ahead of Nintendo.
So you're all right. I have a question. You're all right spending $60 for a game that you could possibly lose?
How am I going to lose it?
If you're buying it digital, you don't own it anyways.
Well, you No. Listen, any game that you buy, you don't own the game. You own a license for the game.
Correct.
That's a fact.
You own never the individual license that you purchased.
Right, which is why, you know, the whole used game market, everybody was getting pissed off, because physically you're selling the game back to GameStop. Mm-hmm. But digitally you can't sell your game back, because when you sell your game to GameStop, you're essentially, you paid for your license, but you're giving the physical media to GameStop. You can't do that digitally.
It's the same thing as selling a car, basically.
Right. So the point, like, if I own a license for something. And what most gamers don't understand is, at any time, any developer, any publisher can revoke that license.
I have no problem with that, but let's say you get a new computer. What if you lose half your games? You're all right losing half your games that you bought off the Epic Store, because Epic Store is so bad, they lose your games.
But is Epic at fault for your computer going to shit?
That's not what happened, though.
What do you mean, Joe?
Their servers just deleted her games.
Okay, and don't you have receipts and emails proving that you bought the game?
It didn't matter. She gave them all that evidence, and they did nothing for her.
It was a week of proving who I was. I had to take screenshots of my computer. I had to take screenshots of my username. I sent them everything, and they still said you have to go back to the developer.
That's
a problem. How would
Listen, their customer service definitely could be better. But like I said, any company obviously can be better. And I'm not trying to be like the corporate apologist for Epic or anybody. But what I'm saying is,
you're shilling pretty hard there, buddy.
I just don't understand, like, gamer outrage. Like, shitty things have happened. Like, somebody hacked into my PlayStation Network account and spent $200.
Someone tried to steal mine last year.
Okay. It took me 2 weeks to get it back. And the end result was, I got to keep all the games everybody bought, and I got my $200 back.
Well, you're lucky. Somebody hacked my Xbox. To this day, I still get emails in Chinese, and I can't figure out how to make them stop.
Speaking of Chinese,
throw your Xbox in the trash.
Trigger.
Don't go there, Daryl.
Got that Chinese money. That's why he's over there shilling for Epic so hard.
No, but see,
getting them Rattlet codes in Chinese.
My whole point is, like, gamer outrage is stupid. People get shitty things happen to people every single fucking day.
100%.
Every day. And your case, Kalai, don't take this the wrong way.
Your case is unique to you. You have a right to be pissed off. But there's no reason for your situation is going to speak for the millions of other people that use an Epic that have no problem with it.
It's not millions. Go on Reddit. People are shitting on Epic Store.
And tens of... All right, so... All right,
tens of thousands, whatever. The point is,
all right.
It's shitty that it happened to you, but that doesn't necessarily...
Somebody get this Epic executive out of the building before he has a friggin' stroke over here. All right.
Shit, they gave Tricky money. They're now hosting us.
listen. Just put that check in my safe, and I'll be okay.
Hey, I mean, you have to think of it this way, Tricky. Like, as much as all this sucks, right? In like 10 years, we're not gonna be able to play anything on PS4. None of it, because it all needs updates and everything, and none of that stuff's gonna be available.
Well, look at PT. PT was announced. It was released. The demo was released, and then. When all the shit happened with Kojima, they yanked PT off the network.
Yeah, but that's Konami and, being a bunch of bitches.
Right, but the point is that if you downloaded it on your system, you had it. But if you deleted it, you're never getting a PT back.
But now
if your kid breaks your PlayStation to where it won't do a system update because it doesn't register your broken Blu-ray drive when they're trying to update audio drivers, then you lose that stuff too, by the way.
Now there is a workaround to get, like, if you've downloaded PT on your system.
No, it's gone now.
There is a way.
Now. It's gone now. You can't get it back.
Now, it's gone now. Yeah, you can't get it back at all.
If you delete it, it's gone.
No, listen to me. There is a workaround to download PT onto your PlayStation now. I did it 2 days ago. It's not legal, but there is a way to do it. But the example of PT is the fact that you never owned PT. You owned a license for it, and Konami yanked that license away from you.
I said, you can never have this. Ah. All right, Joe, tell us what store sucks.
What store sucks? Where do I start?
Walmart.
GameStop sucks, but I mean, they can be okay sometimes. I have a real big issue with the eShop. I think it's really cluttered with garbage half the time. A lot of indie games. It makes it hard to find things I really want to buy sometimes, like Tricky was saying before.
Oh, no.
And I just hate the fucking prices on there, man. Like, I don't understand why I gotta pay $50 for a game. That's $20 on PlayStation just so I can play it portably. Like, do you really think that's fair? Like, who thinks that's fair here? Do you think that's fair, Tricky?
Not at all. But, you know, they set their prices, and that's who they are.
We got a Nintendo executive in the house now.
But that's the developer setting the price. That's not Nintendo. Like, that's like...
Absolutely, it's Nintendo.
That's Capcom going, oh, we're gonna sell you... A 30-year-old Resident Evil game that should only be like $10 on the eShop for $20 a pop.
But that's Capcom because they know Nintendo is never going to reduce their price.
Well,
hey, if it was actually $10, I'd buy it.
But I would too. Like
$30.
Like, Daryl would buy
$30.
Like,
Daryl would buy Resident Evil on a fucking toaster. Okay, let's not lie here.
It's so true.
Yeah,
so I love Devil May Cry, and I've probably bought that game 100 times. But I refuse to spend $20 for, like, Devil May Cry 1. Just the first one. And then another $20 for the second one. When I have the collection sitting on my shelf of all three games for $20 on PlayStation. Like, who makes these prices? Like, what the fuck? Like, it makes no sense. Like, how can you sell one Devil May Cry game for $20 and think that that's okay? Like, I understand the Switch tax. But the Switch tax was, like, the first thing it was like, all, like... It was $10 extra because the game was on a cartridge. So we're upselling you the physical version because it has to be on a cartridge. We got to pay for that cartridge price. And now it's just like the digital storefront's the same. So it's like, what's the difference? Like, I feel like there needs to be a happy medium where buying digital needs to be cheaper than buying physical, or there is no reason to buy digital.
I buy digital just because I'm too lazy to get up and switch a disc in my system.
That's... But think of that, Tricky. That could be your exercise for the day. You put the PlayStation far enough.
My exercise is Beat Saber.
That'll beat you up.
It's beating something.
That's, you getting Ring Fit Adventure for the Switch?
Negative. The only thing I buy on my Switch is Nintendo exclusives.
Or as my brother called it the other day, Cock Ring Adventure.
Wow. there's a lady present on the show.
Yeah, Tanner, he don't want to hear that stuff.
That's nasty.
I was actually going to say Daryl, but Daryl beat me to the joke. All right, listen. Hold on. I'm sorry. I got to go to work. So I love you all.
Oh, shit.
Just remember one thing. Joe sucks. Kali is wrong about Breath of the Wild. And Daryl is my trophy bitch.
Wait, so you're saying the Rangers suck? Is that what you said?
No. Rangers have a better record than Devils right now.
We suck this year. We're going to fire our
Okay, coach. So quit your babbling. Go play a real game called The Last of Us. And I'll talk to everybody later.
Shave that beard with all that shit stuck in it.
Hey, this is my flavor saver.
That epic doo-doo he's been kissing up on.
This is my flavor saver. All right, I love you all. Talk to you guys later.
Later, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Later.
All right, T-Bird, you're up.
Oh, man. I could really just, like, nitpick all the stores just because they all have different things I don't like about them. Like, PlayStation, like, at least on the console, they don't have, like, a wish list section.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with that?
It's dumb. Like, it's...
PC Master Race?
Yeah, I'm spoiled by that.
Even Nintendo has a wish list. Like, Sony, get your shit together.
But see, the thing is, they have a wish list on the PC. Like, if you go on their actual site, you can do that.
Oh, I know, yeah. Yeah. Just like you can, like, download games quickly on the PC version.
Yeah. I don't get why they can't just do that. I have that on both, but...
I mean, you're talking about a company where, like, the store was, like, a web browser for PS3. So, I mean...
I don't want to talk about that.
You have to crawl before you walk.
But that's the same complaint I have with, like, the Epic Store, really. At least functional, like majority of the problems. Like, all the stuff that y'all brought up, didn't really know that. So, that opened my eyes a little bit, but.
All right, well, I guess that means I'm up. So, you know, like I said, I like the PlayStation Store. I never enjoyed the search function.
No, I have a question. Are you a fan of the PlayStation Store?
I would say yes.
Anytime there's a Resident Evil game.
Well, I don't know if you realize this, but we can only see your fan.
Well, I don't.
Your webcam's on, Daryl, and it's pointing at your ceiling.
Oh. I didn't realize it was on. Thank God I wasn't naked. Hang on, let me get something better in the background. I was like, what you think about that? All them freaking comic books, bro.
Nice, nice.
All right.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's back to the fan because I got my phone charging.
It's okay. I'm a huge fan.
But yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the store. Like I said, I don't have any real issues with it. The search bar used to suck a lot. Now they've added the keyboard, and it's just whatever.
They fixed it. It was a pain in the ass before.
Yeah, I didn't like this the idea of scrolling in this freaking Wheel of Fortune wheel to try to find the letter I wanted. Yeah. You know? But, like, it wasn't something that, like, I never thought it. I listen to other podcasts where people talk about how bad the store is, and I'm like, I don't know what you want, but I don't think it's all that bad. The Xbox store, I feel like, is a little busier. And maybe it's just because I don't use it that often.
Daryl, you don't feel like there's too many tabs in the PlayStation store? I feel like there's way too many damn tabs.
I mean, I don't know. I guess because, like, there's some on there that appeal to me. So it's just like, new releases and deals. Okay, that's what I needed.
Can I just move those, like, somewhere else so I only see those?
So you don't have to see most popular.
Oh, my
and
God.
All
it's books. Like, no one cares. It's Fortnite every fucking week.
Yeah.
Because as of today, the world of Fortnite is gone.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It died today.
Yay.
People should take Death Stranding with it.
But anyways, like I said, so the Xbox One I feel like is a little busier and a little more cluttered. I don't really like the layout of it. And I feel like when I'm trying to find my little cheap rat games on Xbox so I can pad my achievement count, it's harder to find them there. They never pop up when I'm looking for new releases. They never pop up when I'm looking for most popular. And you'd think that, you know, rat games are going to be where the action's at.
Rat games are like, you got to find one rat game and then, like, links to all the other rat games.
Yeah.
That's how you get them on. That's exactly how you get them on Xbox. Do it.
Yeah.
Or just play Rad Lack exactly games.
But either way, so as far as the Game Pass and the Game Pass on PC, that's, and I know it's in beta, so I'm trying to be easier with it, but man, that junk sucks.
Yeah, something best like, in the world.
It doesn't work half the time, you know, and I, again, it's in beta, so I'm trying not to harp on it too much.
At least it has good controller support, unlike the PlayStation for the longest time.
yeah, it's
fucking A. I've never run into a problem with the PC Xbox.
Oh man, every day actually. Like right now, I cannot download. Literally, right now, I can't download more than 1 megabyte a second off the store. It doesn't matter if I plug in, if I hardwire or I'm Wi-Fi. It took 12 hours to download the Blair Witch. 12 hours. I got 100 megabyte download. Right?
It took
12 hours.
Was it worth that 1,000 trophy score?
I didn't play it yet. It won't download for the PC. I had to play it on Xbox, and then it sucked, so I quit. Yeah, it's terrible, man. Like I got like 4 or 5 games in my queue to download on Game Pass for the PlayStation right now, and they're downloading. I kid you not. I paused them to do these recordings tonight. They are downloading at 392 kilobytes a second.
Very nice.
Hardwired.
Nice.
I can get 128 megabyte download from my actual Xbox console, the Slim, not the X. I can get 100 megabyte download from my PlayStation. I can't get 10 megabyte download from the Xbox store for whatever reason. So it's just not, it is not very functional.
I'm sure I shit the Switch trash. Store.
Well, here's the thing. I got rid of one of my Xboxes because I was like, oh, the only games I want to play on that whole platform are on Game Pass, and I can play it on PC now. Awesome. I went and got rid of my Xbox and picked up a Switch, and then freaking, like, I can't download anything. So, like, I'm back to where I was at, not playing the Xbox. So the Epic Store's fine to me. I don't have any issues. The Nintendo Store does the same thing when it comes to buying one thing at a time. Like I haven't seen the option to buy one more than one game at a time from the eShop. And with the Epic Store, it's the same way. So, but typically, I mean, I haven't bought anything from there yet. So I guess I don't really have any room to talk because everything I do is the free stuff, and I don't play them. So I don't know how their launcher actually works or performs.
I just want to put my credit card on the goddamn eShop. Like,
yes.
Like, why can't I put my goddamn Discover card on there? Like, I don't want to put the other ones on there, Nintendo. Damn it. My wife checks those. Like, just let me put the one I want.
For the first couple of times I used the eShop, it wouldn't even let me use my credit card. It wouldn't let me use
Buy some points cards at Walmart.
Yes, that's. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm just not going to buy games. And then one day, I went to go buy this little like 89-cent cat game for my daughter. And it was like, oh yeah, here you go. You can insert your credit card now. I was like, thanks. Jeez. I don't know. Like I said, overall, like Steam seems to be the safest, easiest one, but it's because it's been around for so long. I don't think it was. I'm sure if you went back to. If Steam launched today, people would be upset about it. I think the exclusive stuff is actually really good. You know, like I think that buying out exclusives and making your store relevant and making people go to your store is a good thing. And I think that, you know, them coming into the business and swinging that Fortnite money around has been like, it puts Steam on notice. You know what I'm saying? So, like, changes will come over the years and they'll both be better for it.
Yeah, but at least with Steam, we went through the trials and errors already. Because everything that Epic needs to do, Steam had to do too. It took years and years and years for it to develop like this.
Yep, so just think, you got years and years and years before you're going to say, wow, Epic is really good.
Probably, yes.
We'll be around.
We'll be podcasting. So, hey guys, you know that new launcher? Well, that's the thing that gets me is that, and that was kind of where I wanted to go with this whole conversation. You know, it's been wild and off the rails, and that's all good and stuff. But like, there's a launcher for everything and everybody now, mm-hmm. and there's like 50 different, like every publisher's got their own launcher.
It's
now.
Ridiculous.
So, like Steam. It seems like Steam just like broke the freaking seal. Not Steam, Epic.
Oh yeah,
it broke the seal, and it's like now everybody's gonna do
Daryl,
it.
Daryl, so, I'm waiting for everyone to make their own damn console. We're gonna have the Epic console, yes. And the Square console, and you can only play the games on their console. So you better spend your $300 wisely.
If Capcom makes the Resident Evil box, I'm done. That's it. That's all I need.
What if they only give you tank control Resident Evil?
I'm fine. I'm fine with that. Like, it's crazy because I keep buying it on every system. Like, it's killing me right now. The Resident Evil games are 33% off on the Nintendo eShop.
That's decent.
Which makes them $20 though. Which is their normal. That was the normal asking price for these remasters.
That's not bad.
But still, that's the thing. It's killing me because I'm like, wait a second. On sale, I got to buy it at the normal price for everybody else.
We got a friend code up, Daryl, and play five together.
I know. I got to. Oh, dude, I will. I will 100%.
Oh, 100%. I can't wait to play it. Oh, like, I love that game. I love five. Everyone hates on it so much.
I love that game. I've platinumed it twice, and I've 100% it on 360, and I've beat it on Xbox One.
Everyone hates on six, too. Six is good, too. Fuck all the haters, man. Hey, I like six.
Hey, Let's end the show right now and just play Resident Evil together. I don't need anything. I don't need nothing else.
So, Daryl, what do you think of the PlayStation now? Like, because I thought, like, in the beginning it was a piece of dog shit. And then over time they kind of, like, fixed it.
Yeah. Dude, 750 some odd games.
I wish there was more, like...
It's over 800 now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, where's the Final Fantasy games? Come on, Square. Bring them back. Bring them back,
I got
Square.
Corrected by a PlayStation guy about that.
About how many games are on there?
Yeah, I was at Comic-Con last weekend, and PlayStation actually had a booth for PlayStation Now, and when I walked up, he was talking to a crowd, and he's like, does anybody know what the PlayStation Store Now is? Does anybody know? And I was like, yes. It's PlayStation's streaming game service. You can stream your games to your PlayStation or your Xbox, I'm sorry, or your PC for $9.99 a month. Which they just cut the price in an attempt to compete with Xbox. Also, the difference between Xbox and PlayStation Now is they're only putting up their games till January of 2020, whereas Xbox puts up their exclusives indefinitely. And as I'm going on, the guy's just handing me free codes for PlayStation Now.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, the day I resubscribe is the day she's like, oh, I got free codes. I was like, motherfucker.
Well, see, I buy it by the year, you know, because it's much cheaper that way. And like, the way I figure it is, I'll bust out several platinums and it'll be worth my money, you know. And sure enough, I did that, and I like it, man. Like, and when they added to where you could download your PS4 games, that made it that much sweeter. Streaming games is okay, but like, it's never like, it's always somewhat noticeable that it's like there's a little bit of lag. And like, I'll stream PS3 games to my laptop.
I do that all the time.
And that's pretty cool. I like it, man. I've used it since day one, off and on.
Me too.
So
I only abandoned it for a few months because I was like, this is getting expensive.
Same here. I did the same thing, and then I did the same thing for Game Pass. Like, I haven't had Game Pass every single month, but I've had it like 90% of the time, and then I'm like, you know what? I haven't played this all year long. Screw this. I'm getting rid of it.
Oh,
and then
you do.
They'll do like, oh, for $1, you can come back for 6 months. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm back.
Yeah, I have 2 years of Xbox Game Pass. I spent $10.
Do you have like the elite membership, like the hardcore one?
I do.
I got the ultimate.
Ultimate.
So I just finished Gears of War this morning. Gears 4.
Oh, nice.
And in preparation of 5.
I need to play 4. So. I haven't played
it yet. Ugh, the first half is a slog, but it picks up in the second half. The first half is very boring, and the new characters kind of suck.
That's what I keep hearing. I hear they're not going to be comparable, like Dom and like the Carmine brothers and like all that. Like, you're not gonna
beat Coltrane. Like, he's the greatest character of all time.
Well, see, they got like the Diet Coke of Coltrane, like this new guy Dell, and so he tries to be funny, but he's also kind of nerdy.
You can't beat Coltrane. And if they ever make a movie and Terry Crews is not Coltrane, I'm not going to see it.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you guys got anything else you want to say before we land this plane? Because I feel like we've answered the question: which ones we use, which ones we like, what we don't like. We had the corporate shill on the store. I mean, on the store. Listen to me. On the show. He's defending all their business practices and telling you why all your experiences suck.
Just don't buy Death Stranding. That's my closing argument.
All right. This show is officially over.
Wait, I want to say something. One thing.
What's up?
For anybody that's listening to the show and would like to re-listen to this show, here's my drinking game of the week. Every time Turkey said, my point being, you take a drink and see how fast you get drunk. Because we know that Turkey isn't going to listen to this shit.
I'm not trying to say you're wrong, but you're wrong.
That one, too. That's a good one, too.
What about you, Tanner? You got any closing arguments? Anything you wanna point out before we bounce?
No. I'm just going to agree with Joe. Don't buy Death Stranding.
Oh my gosh! Where's the corporate shill at when you need him? Where's the Sony exec? All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on the show. We fly by the seat of our pants on here. Sometimes it gets a little exciting. Sometimes it's pretty fun. I really enjoyed this. I like having you guys on. I look forward to doing this again. Levi, I hope you enjoyed this madhouse of a podcast that we ensemble for you. Like I said, this is PG Spoilers, the flagship Proving Gamer show. Thank you so much, the Butt Stuff crew, for coming on.
Formerly known as Butt Stuff.
Game Stuff, formerly known as Butt Stuff podcast. Thank you, T-Bird, for coming out of your hole. I hope that your big purple member is okay without you holding it at the moment.
Says I'm not holding it right now.
Oh, that's why his Discord box is blacked out or purpled out. So
talk about all right, butt guys, stuff.
Well, I appreciate it. If you're listening to the show, please leave us reviews. Go leave the Game Stuff crew reviews. Also, Trivia Horrors, all that jazz. And if you have a question, a comment, or a concern, or something you want us to talk about on the show, feel free to go to the PG Spoilers Facebook group and or the Loot Bros Podcast Facebook group that we still are inhabiting. We're squatters, actually. We're squatting on it. We're not letting it go. And we use it for all of our
Wait, there's our a interests. PG Spoilers Facebook group?
Oh, yeah. There's been one for a while.
Is it active?
Define active.
Do more than four posting. People talk in there a day.
I don't know about that, but it is a place where I post the shows and I have all of the professional side of things. The Loot Bros podcast group is where all the weird stuff happens.
Well, that place is still popping.
That's PG Spoilers After Dark is basically what that is. All right, now that I killed everybody... Thank you guys for coming on the show, and we are out.
Stop!